on the top floor of the hotel meeting with the new president, Hassan Sheikh Mohamud, who was also meeting with the delegation from the Kenyan foreign ministry. And looking down, we could see, we heard one blast, and looking down, we could see that there was another attacker who had charged through the gate and who was shot and killed by security forces outside. And we were told that he was wearing a suicide vest. From what we could see, he was definitely wearing something under what looked like a camouflage kind of military-style jacket. And then moments later, there was another blast on the opposite side of the hotel. But from where, from our vantage point, we really couldn't see exactly what happened there. We're told later it was a suicide blast as well.
So there were two suicide bombers.
Yeah, that's what AMISOM, the African Union Force officials, say. There were two suicide blasts and then a third possible bomber, somebody who was trying to rush into the hotel, perhaps, and who had killed a guard on his way in with some kind of gunfire, but then was shot himself by the security forces outside, which included AMISOM, Transitional Federal Government Police, the Somali police, and some of the president's personal guards.
Where is the new president and the Kenyan foreign minister at this point? Are they safe?
Yeah, maybe an hour or two after the attacks, the president was escorted out in African Union vehicles. We're not sure where he was taken, but everybody appeared to be safe that was inside the hotel. I should also say that after the attack occurred, he continued with his address to the assembled delegation as well as the foreign and local press that were on hand, remained calm. He said that these things, like what's happening now outside, referring to the bombing, will continue for some time, but he said that, you know, Somalis deserve a chance of peace and said that, you know, security, an improving security situation in the city will be his first, second, and third priority on taking office.
The hotel where this took place, it's not far from the airport, is it, which is considered to be a relatively secure area. Was it a surprise that security was breached?
Yeah, it is. It's a brand-new hotel, only really constructed in the last 7 or 8 months. And you're right, it is very close to the airport, which is considered the safest place in Mogadishu. It's where the United Nations and the African Union have their headquarters and a lot of other sort of NGOs. It's a very secure compound. And this was, you know, probably only 500 yards or maybe 1,000 yards from the gate. And the security, to its credit, did stop any of the bombers from coming inside. But it's right there on the street, right on one of the busiest streets in Mogadishu. So the attack is kind of a surprise, or quite brazen attack.
Now, who claimed responsibility for the attack?
Yeah, Al-Shabaab militants have claimed responsibility. These are the Islamist militant group that had controlled much of Mogadishu for many years until African Union was able to push them out of the city. Now, while they used to fight a very straightforward frontline war, pitting their fighters against AU forces, they've now turned to this kind of tactic, a suicide bomb here or an improvised explosive device in another place. So it's a sign of the way that they've shifted their battle against the Somali government and against the African Union, and a clear sign that this new president will have to continue to face a security threat from those militants.